specific cases by Dr. Chatterman's MD. The day of examination is 1/23/13. The name of the patient is Oztekin Korkmaz, O-Z-T-E-K-I-N, last name K-O-R-K-M-A-Z. This is Cardiac Care Associates. Please use my letterhead. This is a triple exercise stress test, ESD space, Korkmaz space, O. Tremolo excess stress test, date of examination, 1/23/13. Referring physician is Desplat, D-E-S-P-L-A-T-T. First name is, I don't have the referring physician's first name here. Performing physician Sharon Almeida, MD. Let me see if I can find the first name. One more place to look. Philippe. P-H-I-L-L-I-P-E, Desplat, D-E-S-P-L-A-T-T, MD. Performing physician Sharon Almeida, MD, clinical education. 50-year-old male with family history of premature coronary artery disease for baseline tremolo exercise stress test. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime V1, comma, early transition period. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 82 period, baseline heart rate, 80 beats per minute period. New paragraph, the patient underwent tremolo exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes and 21 seconds, semicolon, 21 seconds into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 155, parentheses, 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 160 over 70, with peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24800, period, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets. The patient had baseline borderline diastolic hypertension, but a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal heart rate and blood pressure response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 70 and a heart rate of 103 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion triple exercise stress test to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets. 4. The patient had baseline borderline diastolic hypertension, but a normal hemodynamic response to stress. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.